off to you.
Okay, good afternoon. I'm going to defer to Dr. Smith because I think he certainly has significant opportunities to kind of inform you of what they've been doing in St. Mary's County in terms of the tragedy that they've experienced. And then I'll follow up and just kind of give you an overview of where we are within the Maryland Center for School Safety, what we've been doing since the tragedy in Florida.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Clark. Thank you very much for giving us a little bit of time at the end of a very long day. Usually if I was to come before a group such as this, I would have a script. Unfortunately, I found myself for the last month really without a script. There isn't a script for any of this. It's been a really heartbreaking month in St. Mary's County. Becoming part of the national conversation as an example of safety, school safety, how we keep kids safe, it really is, it's quite humbling. I will tell you that for all the tragedy, there is in that darkness a great deal of light to be seen. Tragedy brings out the very best in people. We have been overwhelmed with support from across the state, from across the Eastern Seaboard. Certainly Mr. Clark and Dino Pignatieri, Dr. Salmon coming down and supporting me personally. I believe that's a personal support. On Friday when we brought the staff back to Great Mills, the very first day that the staff came back in the building before we went to spring break. It's really been quite something. And I know, Ms. Izzard, you came down to St. Mary's County to support us and show the family that they were being thought of up here. That was really wonderful. Safety begins with students themselves. That's really the message we've been trying to drive home with our kids. There's a great deal of conversations about school hardening and metal detectors and millions of dollars being spent on ways we can better secure our buildings. At the end of the day, the one thing that we're saying is that the safety of children start with children themselves and their parents. Right after the Florida shooting, we reframed some of the items on our homepage. We put a big blue button there, and with the phrase "See something, say something," we really believe that that's one of the best ways that we can keep our children safe is through communication and awareness, and people reaching out and giving us tips. From the time we put that button up on our webpage, and we had a link before, but from the time we put that button up on our webpage, we had over 57 tips, and the same time the previous year we had 3. I will tell you that the partnership that we had with local law enforcement, so that every single time a tip came in, we had staff contacted. We called the duty officer sometimes in the middle of the night, and they sent an officer, what we would call a knock and talk, where an officer comes out and knocks on the door and speaks to the people, the parents at the home, about whatever the tip might have been. They called it boots in the living room. Their goal is to actually get inside the house and see what's going on there and take a visual appraisal of the parents and the people in the building or in the house. We did that over 50 times. Unfortunately, the one time we weren't provided any kind of tip or any kind of information. We had no forehand knowledge. The parents had no working knowledge. School administrators, friends, and family. We had a young man that came into school very purposely to do harm to a young lady, and subsequently we made the news. I will tell you, when I was talking to Mr. Clark, we need to have positive things come out of this. We need to be able to walk away and say we have done some things really good following this tragedy. And I think we're well on the way. We had staff present to the Maryland Center for School Safety, the Safety Summit, last week. I hope that we have learned a lot. I know that I have personally learned a lot through that. And it's our job to share that with other people so that we can be as aware as we possibly can and keep our kids as safe as we possibly can. I ask that you keep St. Mary's County, the mother county, the county from which all other counties have sprung, in your hearts, and you pray for us as you pray for all kids across St. Mary's County and across the state of Maryland. There's really great things going on. I really want to come back before you again and maybe be talking about a Milken Award winner or the wonderful Global International Studies programs that we have, things that we have in the county. But this really is an important message, and I appreciate you giving me a few minutes at the end of your day. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your leadership and your heart. Appreciated. Any questions, comments for members of the board? I just want to as well comment on your response to this. I have a good friend who's a superintendent, and he says there's some things they don't teach you in superintendent school, and this is an example of one of those. You can take all the graduate courses you want, get all the degrees you want, but there's nothing that prepares you for a moment like that. And that's when people either shine or they fold. And not only you, Dr. Smith, but it seems like your whole county shine. And that goes to great leadership, great personal character, and building a team that is calm in a crisis. So I congratulate you. I admire what you've done and what your team has done. And it's a shame that it takes something like this for all of us to learn the lessons we need to learn to try to keep these kinds of things from happening. But I can think of no better example of how it should be done than what you've done. So thank you.
Thank you very much for that.
Well said.
I would just echo those sentiments and certainly say we are definitely praying for you. Definitely.
That's right. I appreciate
and
that.
He's got the credentials.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got a hotline.
Thank you.
He's worth two of us.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Salmon.
Yes, great. And Ed wanted to just give you a few updates on the center.
Please.
A couple other updates, too. But I want to say one thing. We go around all over the state, and there is not a better prepared school district in the state of Maryland, probably within the United States.
Sorry about that. In the United States. That has done so much as Dr. Smith, Sheriff Cameron, Mike Wyatt, and the entire school community there in St. Mary's County. They've done everything. And despite this tragedy, they were able to respond to it. They saved additional lives, and they were able to really get into the recovery mode very quickly. And that didn't happen by accident. They have prepared, they've trained, they've done everything. And as you said, sir, leadership, the leadership that was shown in the relationship between Sheriff Cameron and Dr. Smith is incredible. We've said this before. That needs to be the model for the rest of us moving forward in the state of Maryland. So, again, we just want to recognize their efforts down there. They're in the early stages of recovery. We also want to recognize Dr. Salmon because early on we got there as soon as that call came in. You don't want to hear that call. Right. What happened? Immediately, myself and my colleague, Mr. Pignatero, we immediately responded to St. Mary's County. Because of the relationships we've had, we kept Dr. Salmon informed along the way. And we knew right away we needed additional resources for school counselors and school psychologists to supplement the great recovery efforts. So Dr. Salmon got on the phone immediately, reached out to the superintendents in Charles County, Calvert, and Anne Arundel County. We had resources ready to go. So the value of those relationships was just incredible. We went through the recovery process with them initially. They've got great recovery moving forward. But again, we need everyone's patience and prayers to get through this. And they just did an incredible job at the School Safety Summit presenting to their colleagues. We had several superintendents there, school psychologists, school counselors, law enforcement executives, fire and EMS personnel, emergency managers. Almost 300 attendees were there for that one day. And the highlight of that event was Governor Hogan bestowed a special award to School Resource Officer Blaine Gaskell for his immediate and quick response. And an additional recognition was bestowed by the National Association of School Resource Officers to the deputy. They awarded him with their Medal of Valor, which is the highest medal that they recognize every school year there. So just tremendous things going on there. And real quick, we've been extremely busy not only after that tragedy in our own state, and you see things differently. It's one thing when we saw the horrific tragedy in Parkland, Florida, but when it comes to your own state, it just takes on a different dimension there. So working with Dr. Salmon, we've been received a lot of input from our constituents in Maryland how to do school safety better, so we're trying to follow up with that as well. Certainly right afterwards, we had the opportunity, Dr. Salmon and myself, to go before the governor's team and have a courageous conversation about what school safety should look like, what it is currently. And as a result of that, efforts were made to bring legislation forward in the state of Maryland with the passage of the Safe to Learn Act of 2018. We all have a lot more responsibilities, so we'll be working significantly with the Maryland State Department of Education in a variety of capacities here to improve school safety and security throughout the state of Maryland. We have a great opportunity to put Maryland on the map in terms of being a leader. with behavioral threat assessment training, school resource officer training, and other things that are required under that law. So again, we continue to work hard to provide additional training. We provided 2 days of active shooter training the week before last, which was already pre-planned. 2 days of behavioral threat assessment training that was pre-planned as well. And then we sort of rounded out with the school safety summit. So we have a busy schedule throughout the school year, but we just want to thank everyone for their support, Dr. Salmon's leadership, and we'll certainly be able to report back as we sort of unpackage what the various components are in the Safe to Learn Act.
We've adopted Ed now. He's going to be part of the Maryland State Department of Education, along with the wonderful grant funds and legislative allocations that we have to expand the Maryland Center for School Safety. So Ed and I are going to be, and the senior staff, working closely together to map out how we move forward, because we are going to be doing some great things. And I'm just joined CCSSO safety team. There'll be 10 other school chiefs besides myself, and we're going to work very closely with the Maryland Center for School Safety moving forward on national safety policy. So,
yeah, please, Ms. Izzard.
First of all, Scott, you are a rock.
I'm a little weathered recently.
He's a rock. And Ed, you're a rock star. You hang out with Ed. Everybody knows you. Mm-hmm. But I want to, on a serious note to the board, you know, we've watched television events where there are school shootings, and, you know, it's always somewhere else. And spending the time I did in St. Mary's, it helped refocus me as a board member. I know we spend a lot of time talking about our NAEP scores and our PARC scores, which are important, but school climate and culture has to become a priority, because our kids need help. It's not the boogeyman that's shooting our kids. Our kids need help. And I hope that becomes a serious conversation at this table. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, please. Dr. Millie McCarthy.
I just want to say one more thing. I can't say enough how much, you know, I appreciate what you did and what you're doing. I do want to add a side note that I know that this is the Maryland State Board of Education for children in public schools, but we have many, many children in independent schools, and they need this guidance, and their teachers and administrators need this expertise. So I ask you as a board not to forget children in independent schools, and I ask you as the State Department of Education, who oversees independent schools, not to forget independent schools and the teachers, administrators.
Talk about what we just real quickly. We actually have representation on our board, on our governing board, from the non-public sector.
That's correct. There's a member from a private school in Baltimore City, Bryn Mawr. The advisory board will be expanding as well. We also include all schools, whether they be public, private, non-public, in all of our trainings. So they're open, and we want to encourage them to follow the Maryland way forward. So we share best practices and opportunities for them. So our door is always open to any schools in the state of Maryland to help them in the area of school safety and security. Our motto is, you call, we haul.
That's terrific.
That's true. He does.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your time and all that you've done for these kids. Okay, unless there's anything else.